If you're only applying to one accelerator, you're making a mistake. The acceptance rates at top accelerators are brutally low. Y Combinator takes roughly 1 to 2% of applicants, Techstars runs about the same across its programs, and 500 Global is similarly competitive. A single target strategy means a 98% chance of rejection. Applying to 8 to 12 programs changes the math. Even if each has a 2% acceptance rate, the probability of getting into at least one rises to roughly 18% with 10 applications. More importantly, having multiple applications in flight creates optionality. You can compare offers, negotiate terms, and choose the program that best fits your startup. But applying to multiple accelerators requires a different approach than sending the same generic application to every program. Accelerator managers can tell when an application is a copy-paste job. The programs that fit your startup best reward tailored applications. Related, the ultimate guide to startup accelerators. Which programs to apply to? Not all accelerators are equally relevant to your startup. A fintech startup should prioritize different programs than a B2B SaaS or a hardware company. Build a list of 15 to 20 programs organized into three tiers. Reach Programs, YC, Techstars, 500 Global, the most competitive, Apply Regardless, Target Programs, Seedcamp, SOSV, IndieBio, DreAmit, Strong Fit for Your Industry or Geography, and Safety Programs. Local or corporate accelerators, lower competition, good terms. Tier examples, acceptance rate, Y Apply, Reach, YC, Techstars, 500 Global, 1 to 2%, brand, network, best outcomes. Target, Seedcamp, SOSV, DreAmit, 3 to 8%, strong sector or geographic fit. Safety, local programs, corporate, 10 to 25%, better odds, good terms. The sweet spot is 8 to 12 applications, 3 to 4 reach, 4 to 6 target, and 2 to 3 safety. Any more than that and the quality of your applications will suffer. How to tailor each application? The written application is where most founders fail. They write a generic description of their startup and paste it into every form. This signals to the reviewer that this application was mass submitted. A tailored application shows the reviewer that you understand their program specifically. Mention relevant portfolio companies. Reference the program's focus areas. Explain why your startup is a particularly good fit for their specific network and resources. 4YC, emphasize the founding team's quality and the startup's growth trajectory. 4Techstars, emphasize the mentorship value and your openness to guidance. 4500 Global, emphasize international ambition and market size. Each program has a distinct culture and emphasis, and your application should reflect that. The video application should be unique per program. If you submit the same 1-minute video to every accelerator, the reviewer will notice. Record a base version and customize the opening and closing for each program. Related, Techstars versus Y Combinator, which accelerator is right for you? Managing the timeline. Accelerator programs run on different schedules. YC has 2 batches per year, winter and summer. Techstars runs programs year-round across 50-plus locations. 500 Global accepts applications on a rolling basis. The key is to align your application timeline with your startup's development stage. If you apply too early, before you have a prototype or any users, your application will be weak. If you apply too late, you may miss deadlines and wait another 6 months. Apply to batch-based programs during the cycle that aligns with your development. Apply to rolling admission programs when you have a compelling story to tell. When you get multiple offers. Having multiple offers is the best position to be in. It means you can compare terms, visit programs, and negotiate. The key terms to compare: equity taken, cash investment, program duration, location requirements, and follow-on funding support. A program that takes 6% with a lower investment might be better than one that takes 7% with more cash if the network is stronger. Also consider the cohort. A smaller, more targeted cohort where you're one of 12 companies may provide more attention than a large batch where you're one of 300. The size of the batch affects how much partner time you'll get, how well you'll know your cohort, and how much attention investors will pay at demo day. Visit the program if possible. talk to alumni who've been through it. Ask them what they wish they'd known before joining. The brand name matters, but the fit matters more. Don't burn bridges. If you're accepted to one program and rejected or waitlisted by others, keep the relationships warm. A rejection from YC doesn't mean your startup isn't viable, it means you didn't fit that batch. Many successful companies were rejected from YC one or more times before getting in, or never got in at all and succeeded anyway. If you decline an offer from one program to join another, do it professionally. Thank them for the offer, explain your decision briefly, and stay in touch. You may want to apply again later, or the accelerator may become a future investor or partner. Published on the Bullpen blog. New articles every day at 9 a.m. Universal Time Coordinated.